Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
This is All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. And I'm Lisa Tahir, your host.
Hello there. Welcome to All Things Therapy. I'm Lisa Tahir, your host, and I'm so delighted to bring on the guest who's going to be with us today. He is coming to us live from Bali, Indonesia. We have the pleasure to be with Dylan Abeya. And Dylan came my way because he is a fitness professional and enthusiast. He's a really powerful influencer, reaching people around the world about health and fitness, the benefits of working out. And he shifted his own negative thoughts and belief systems through fitness. And in that process, not even intending it, from what I understand, started to really be a big influencer in our world through his Instagram platform. And Dylan, I'm going to bring you in the stream. Hello there.
Hey, how are you?
I am so awesome. I'm so happy to be with you. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
It's so great to be here too. And I'm really curious to learn how fitness found its way into your life and then the powerful way you're able to influence others through it.
Well, fitness has been my savior. There's no two ways about it. I was about 25 kilos heavier than I am today. So what, 50 pounds, over 50 pounds heavier than I am today. My inch waist was like 35 inches. My body fat mass was through 26%. And I was really at a low point on both a fitness level, a nutrition level, an emotional level, a relationship level, mm-hmm. even in a career space. I was like on a low ebb. There's no two ways about it, on lots of different levels. And something had to give. I had to change what I was doing. I had to like figure out something different. I just wasn't happy on every level. I just was not happy. And mm-hmm. fitness was a channel for me to be able to sort of an avenue for me to be able to rechannel a lot of negative energy, a lot of emotions, a lot of things that were I was trying to like figure out and deal with, things I didn't necessarily have the answers to, but what I did understand very, 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 very sort of early on in the process of being at that low ebb was that I had the power to choose what to do. And I could go one of two ways. You can, when you're at a low ebb, you can go even further lower by going down drinks, drugs, going out, all that kind of negative stuff, which you see a lot of people doing and spiraling when you sort of, had a big breakup, a relationship breakup, for example. Yeah. And I've seen that happen. And I didn't want to go down that route. I had no interest in that in any way, shape or form. So I had a choice to either do that or do something different. So I decided to do something different, but I needed to do something with all this energy. Negative energy. I see everything as energy, right? So all this, you know, anger, sadness, frustration, all these types of emotions that were really coming to light in that time was I decided, right, using a theory, sort of rechanneling, you know, rechanneling that energy into something different. And I chose fitness to be that avenue. I wanted to get into shape. So I started to work out. I started to work out in my normal sort of family club that my family used to go to. And that wasn't doing it for me. I needed something even, you know, I was working out 5 times a week, 6 times a week, and I needed something more. I was getting bored of it. And so fitness came into my life. I joined a couple of other gyms where there were like actual athletes training there, yes. Actual sort of people in the influencer world at those gyms. And they were body conscious, not just from a vanity perspective, actually not from a vanity perspective, but from an actual fitness perspective. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot from them on different techniques, on different routines, on different mindsets. And a lot of them talked about mindsets. I hadn't really thought about fitness and mindset in the same sort of pool, as it were. But when I was surrounded by people who are at the top of their game, either as fitness instructors themselves or as athletes, they talked a lot about mindset.
Yes.
And they talked a lot about discipline, a lot about consistency, a lot about persistence, a lot about habits, and how changing your mindset in context of working out was a big factor, which then also helped me in all the struggles that I was going through.
I was curious to ask you, Dylan, about your habits, about a daily routine, a morning ritual evening, or even that you plug into each day. What does that look like for you now?
Each day, definitely in my routine, in my habits, as it were, is obviously working out, whether it is, and don't get me wrong, I do not want to go to the gym every day. I do not have that motivation, something I actually find quite surface level as a word, to get to the gym. But because I've created through discipline and through consistency a habit, a good habit, I naturally have to just go to the gym. Like the other day, actually, I went for 35 minutes on the bike. I didn't want to go. I had no interest, but I did something.
Yes.
And it's all about just getting there, and even just that incremental mindset change to get me off of my bed or off the couch to the gym was huge. And I applauded myself for that little win. And I think to your question on rituals every day, I really do think about the little things that I do every single day and applaud myself for those. For instance, in the morning, just making my bed.
Yes.
So even before I've left the house to go to my job or to go to my work or whatever I'm doing that day, I've already done something.
It's true. I think it's the small successes, and we become our habits. For me, I make my bed as well. I meditate. I send an intention through my day for things to go well and for those that I encounter. For instance, today for our show, for our time together, that it's of meaning and value to our listeners. And I think what you're speaking about mindset is so important in showing up even when you don't feel like it. And that takes some real grit. It takes some real bringing yourself to task and being accountable to your health and well-being, which is cumulative. And I do the same, Dylan. Yesterday, I didn't feel like going to the gym and lifting weights, but I went on a 3-mile walk. And I praised my body and myself for just moving, for going and sweating and just getting out there and giving my body what it really needs to feel good. Even though I didn't feel like doing it, I felt so good once I did it. What can you offer our listeners when it's hard for them to bring themselves, say, to that activity that they know is going to be beneficial?
I think that's absolutely key, what you just say about, going to the gym or working out or doing something when you don't want to do it. I think that's the trigger. When you don't want to do it, when you absolutely feel like no in your head and your mind is telling you no, that is exactly when you absolutely must go. That's the trigger to tell you, you know what? No. These thoughts in my head about not wanting to go work out, not wanting to do something that's good for me, that is exactly when you need to like force your mind to do the opposite. And realizing that those thoughts that are telling you no are just thoughts.
Right.
They are in your control to change.
Yes.
It's your decision. So you just tell those thoughts to go away. Literally stop. Mm-hmm. And you change the narrative. It's a decision that you can make in your head. And it is as simple and as straightforward as that. A lot of people talk about motivation. A lot of people talk about these a lot of fluff stuff. And I think it's really down to the bare bones of like, it is as simple as a decision in your head to do whatever it is that you want. And the one thing that we control are our thoughts. It's the only thing we can actually control in this world. So you have the power to decide to either listen to those thoughts that are telling you, don't bother, don't go sit on the couch, have that chocolate, do the things that aren't good for you, do the easy things. You have the choice to go down that path, or you have the choice to do something else. And that power of that choice is in your, literally in your mind.
When did you make the connection between mental health and the things you're talking about and fitness? How did that emerge within your awareness?
I just felt great after working out. I consistently started to feel better. Endorphins obviously kick in after you work out. You feel better. You feel refreshed. You just feel better after you worked out. So I just started to work out more. It's almost like, you know, back in the day at school or whatever it might be at university, I'd go out drinking and I'd feel happy and you just used to do more of that stuff. Or instead of doing that, I just was like, okay, this is making me feel good. If I do more of it, I'm going to feel better. And yes, it's hard sometimes to get there, but if I go, I'll feel great. So why don't I just do more of this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what specific challenges have you overcome in your journey, Dylan, that fitness has helped you with?
Mind is key. Your body does what your mind tells it to. That was actually one of the PTs that is at one of the gyms that I go to. There's one in London called BXR. There's another one called Equinox. Both of them have some superb PTs who are at the top of their game that really do talk about mindset. And the connection just became clearer and clearer and clearer. And there's umpteen number of research reports on the connection between the two, on the correlation between the two. And so some of the best PTs and the people I started to surround myself with at these higher end gyms were very much in the realm of it's in your mindset to do these things, to keep going when you don't want to climb those extra few feet, when you don't want to do those extra few reps, well, actually, you're only barely 60-70% through what your body is able to do.
Yes, yes.
And that realization was something I didn't get until I was surrounded myself with these people who are just better in their game, because you just naturally elevate. And so the more I was spending time doing different types of workouts in these different type of environment, in these like higher end environments, my game just elevated. It changed.
I bet being in the energy of those other individuals that you're mentioning, I can feel it. It must be so exciting.
Huge.
To feed off that energy.
Absolutely. And this is the thing as well, to do it all, it's all connected, right? You start to do things that you enjoy more, that you want to do more, that you make you feel better, and you start to explore different avenues and different environments to do those things in. And as you do that, you find more and more like-minded people who are potentially different from the group of people that you were previously hanging out with. And that certainly happened with me. The relationship that I was in previously, that group of people that I just, it wasn't working for me. And I started to find people who I never otherwise would have been exposed to in environments I never would have gone to, because I would have been in a relationship whereby My ex, she didn't want me to work out. She didn't like me working out, for example. Yeah. So I never would have found these environments whereby these people who were talking about mindset and fitness and the correlation between the two and actively demonstrating to me by helping me work out and improve my game in that regard, I would never have found that. And so, again, the more you do the things that you're interested in, that you want to achieve, that make you feel better, the more you explore different environments to do that in, and the more you go to those things, you find more people that are aligned to how you think and what you're interested in.
And Dylan, what you're saying as well is triggering my mind to think about, it's about trying new things. And though someone out there listening might be thinking this is just about exercise and getting to the gym, it's so much more, because when you start doing new things with your body, you start having new thoughts about yourself and about what you can do in your world. You start to have more energy. You start to feel like, oh, like literally at one time in my life, like I actually don't want to eat that donut because I'm treating my body so well. It's just not worth it anymore. Yeah. And it really starts to change exponentially the way you live your life and your choices and even the words you start to use. It's so beyond just the physical activity that you're engaging in. It starts to change your whole system, mind, body, and spirit. And the new energy and the new thoughts that you start having is what I think makes it really beautifully addictive in a wonderful way.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. You start to learn your own way, actually, because again, all the people it's not about copying directly what other people are doing or even what I'm saying or the principles that I'm talking about. The actual things that I do, but more the principle you can apply to lots of different things. It's about finding your thing. It's about finding what works for you. It's about finding your environments and your interests that align directly with what you want. And what you want really are things that you already know. You just have to ask yourself, what do I want? What do I like? And listen to what comes to mind. It might not be fitness. It might be something else. It might be painting. It might be drawing. It might be writing. It might be photography. But it might be being creative. It might be numbers. It might be whatever it might be. The thing is, once you start to explore the things that you genuinely like, and we all know what we like, yeah. We just have to be honest with ourselves. You go into a quiet room, you close your eyes, and you just ask yourself, what do I like? You listen to the things that come to mind, and then you start to explore those things. And the more you start to explore those things, you'll do activities that align with that. And the more you do them, you'll learn more about what you like in that regard, and you start thinking about those things independently, and you'll find your own way. And to your point, you'll start thinking about things, about how you can build on those things and the narrative surrounding it. And it will help you in lots of different ways, just change the dialogue and how you're living and how you show up every day in front of people. And it's very much about finding your path, your way, not what I'm doing. It can inspire you just to do find your own way, your own thing.
Yes. Dylan, I want to hear you talk about, when we come back, the way you view supplements and also being an influencer and what that looks like, how others who are interested in influencing positively as you do, how they can do that. And I'm going to share Magic Mind and bring you back on to discuss those things.
Fantastic.
So y'all, you know that I am powered by Magic Mind, this little 2-ounce drink of adaptogens, nootropics. It is so amazing because I literally feel anxiety and stress melt away. I start to feel more clear within the first 30 minutes of drinking it alongside my morning black coffee. Why would I do that? It's because in the ceremonial grade matcha in Magic Mind, there's a compound called L-theanine. L-theanine extend the positive attributes of caffeine, like focus and being able to feel really centered and get a lot of shit done faster than when you start to feel jittery from too much caffeine. And I used to be a 3-cup-a-day drinker of coffee. I'm down to 1 cup. And recently, I'm not even finishing that cup, which is astounding to me. And I feel alert and awake. And it's because of using Magic Mind alongside of it. The adaptogens are those beautiful mushrooms you hear about now often. Lion's mane mushrooms, cordyceps mushrooms, ashwagandha, things that help reduce inflammation, along with turmeric, vitamin C. And those are the reasons I drink Magic Mind. It's paleo, gluten-free, and vegan. As my listener, they are giving you 56% off a monthly subscription or 20% off a single order to try them out. Go to magicmind.co/Lisa, my first name, and use code Lisa to try out either the monthly membership or the 20% off a single order. And let me know, you really feel different in a positive way from Magic Mind. Thank you, Magic Mind. Mwah. Okay, Dylan, I'm bringing you back in. How do you feel about supplements? And what role do they take in your life?
I'm a big fan of supplements. And again, it's about finding supplements that are right for you. There are so many out there, and there's so much research out there. And there's a lot that is, it's very confusing, quite honestly, to, I think, a lot of people, right? And to find people who have done a little bit of research on what is good and what is not, and what is working, what is not, is really, really key, really, really important. But I'm a huge fan of them, of the right ones.
Okay. You know, can I just ask you about creatine? Because I felt, as a woman, like, aversive to taking it as a supplement, because I read it can make you be bulky. Can you just, is that something that you find valuable or not? And for women, especially?
I do find it most definitely valuable. I do find it accretive. I do find it helpful. I think with all these supplements, it's always necessary to find out what dosage is right for you. And we're all different, right? And I think that's what's key with all of these things, right? It's like, our bodies are individual, they're different. What works for me might not work for you, and vice versa. And I would say that is the biggest delta in my mindset change and my mindset shift to all these supplements and all these new things that are coming on the market. It's what works for me, and more importantly, what dosage is right for me. And that is a case of, like, not just trial and error. I think it's actually doing a bit of research. It's speaking to a couple of specialists in the field who can sort of give you some guidance on what's right for your body type.
Okay, awesome. I like that. Is there a way that you would advise people how to find out what individually might work for them? Would it be to research and to ask questions? How would you advise that?
Research, ask questions, find a nutritionist, find a good, someone who's good with foods. Diet is absolutely key. My diet was atrocious. I used to binge on chocolate, just chocolate only. As I said, I was like 50 pounds heavier than I am today. And so nutrition is absolutely key. My history and my relationship with food over the years has been diabolical, like really, really bad relationship. And I found myself actually through the PTs that I've been working with at these in these sort of new environments, new gyms that I've been going to, they put me in touch with people who, prepare food. Meal prep companies who calibrate my carbs, my proteins, my fats, and have taught me through that what's good for me, what's not good for me, what's better for me, and how I can sort of leverage that, recalibrate it according to what my goals are, whether it's trying to lose weight or to gain muscle mass, whatever it might be. It's been a case of trial and error to educate myself, and that's what's key, right? Everyone wants the quick answer. Everyone wants, like, the overnight pill. There isn't that. That doesn't exist. I don't believe in that in any way, shape, or form. I believe it is a case of doing the research yourself, educating yourself, trying out things, and then recalibrating according to what you know is working for you and what you know isn't. And that comes, and then once you get to that stage, that takes a bit of time to do, but then over time you see the results. It's cumulative, and it doesn't just happen overnight.
It's cumulative, 100%. Dylan, talk to us about being an influencer and how that evolved for you.
So, an influencer. Wow, I get it trips me out to be called that or to be right. Put into that category. But for me, influencing has come about through talking about what's going on in my life. Really, my whole feed is a total accident. Set up actually by a 9-year-old to begin with. I was never allowed, no, my previous relationship never was into like social media, didn't want me to be on it. I was never really on it in any way, shape or form. And literally accidentally it was set up. I went on holiday, the place I was staying at wanted to take a few pictures, and I had to get someone there to like show me how to upload a photo. But I found it a way to connect with people. I was in Mexico on the beach on my own. And I had all these like pictures that the place I was staying at took, and I was like, okay, why don't I just see what I can do with this? And I was going through a lot of stuff at that time, again, a big breakup, etc. I was like, okay, well, I need to express this. I can, as we talked about earlier on in this conversation, you can go down one way of like drink, drugs, going out, all this kind of stuff, or you can do something different. And I started to rechannel all these emotions into photography, videography and writing not about specific details or names or people, but like general sort of feelings that I was having and how what I was doing to cope with those, and the coping mechanisms that I found that were helping me to deal and rechannel into working out, into whatever it might be. And I found rechannel into being creative through photography, videography and writing and working out the key ways for me to be able to like get this stuff out. Mm-hmm. And so through that, I happened to start seeing, okay, what if I start going in other people's feeds and connecting with people who I was interested in their stuff, whether it be fashion, fitness, whether it be sport, whether it be music, whatever it might be, to see if they respond. Mm-hmm. And some people did respond, some people didn't respond. And then I started hashtagging everything and tagging everyone and this and that, et cetera, to see what stuck. And it started to resonate with a few people, one or two people here and there, et cetera, et cetera. And then as it started to grow, I started like get a few like smaller brands coming to me and saying like, would you wear this? Would you do this? Would you come to this event, et cetera, and post ideas on it, et cetera, et cetera, or your views on it. And I started to do that. And as I started to do that, that then grew further. And then a couple of people would then repost my stuff. Some of them famous, some of them verified at the time, etc., and that then also helps, and it sort of snowballs in that regard. And going back to the principle of, you know, as you do things that are interesting to you, that are authentic to what you are dealing with or going through or thinking about, you start to find your own tribe, you start to find your own niche, and then that starts to build momentum, and you start to connect with all these new people who you wouldn't otherwise have connected with. And they could be all over the world, they could be in your vicinity, it could be the outside of the world. And that was even more incredible to me, that from your phone sitting in wherever you might be, you can speak to someone in Los Angeles, you can speak to someone in Tokyo, you can speak to someone in Australia, you can speak to someone in Africa, in wherever it might be. And this is incredible, this is phenomenal, right? And and the power of that, and to be able to think that, oh, someone might be reading my feed and it might help them. It is inspiring. It's amazing to get a DM to say, Dill, that really helped me to like get to the gym. Like, oh my God, that's incredible. That's phenomenal. If I can just help one person, I'm happy. Yeah. And so that's how it started to grow and build. And it wasn't anything specific that I was setting out to do, but I was...
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Trying to really help myself through writing, through photography, through videography to get this stuff out. Yes, you can go to therapy. Yes, that's very helpful. But ultimately, you have to deal with these things yourself. You are accountable for dealing with these things going on in your life, and you have to be the one to actually take responsibility for divulging these things, divulging what's going on in your life. You can't, again, just take a pill and it all be okay. You can't just go to a therapist and it all be okay. You have to work through these things. And I found working through these things and expressing how I was doing that, I found a platform to be able to demonstrate that and share that through Instagram. And that's how it built.
I love what you're saying and sharing. And I think another myth is that time itself heals all wounds. I believe it's what we do with our time that actually heals us.
Wow.
And the accountability piece, thank you, that you're speaking about. And also that we all influence. And sometimes we're just not aware the people and places that we habituate daily, our family and friends, we have the power to be that positive influence about the things that matter. And I love that you started just sharing that more transparently, and it grew naturally. And here you are, like, being able to touch so many lives without even having that intention when you started, and that helping you stay accountable, I bet, Dylan, right?
For sure.
Staying on your path.
Absolutely. Most definitely. It made me feel accountable. And to your point, actually, you said we each have the power. We mm-hmm. absolutely do. We are each important. We are each impactful. We all have an impact in this world, a little ripple. If we weren't here, if any individual wasn't here, then that would affect the world in some way, shape or form. Vibrations mean something. Energy means something.
Yes.
It's all very much connected. And, you know, people will look at, you know, people on social media with huge followings and this doing this and doing that, and people on TV and people in movies and all these kind of, like, oh my God, they are the influencers. They are the important people. No, you are important too. Every single soul is important. And the more people understand that, the more powerful you are in your own right, because it's absolutely key to realize that one is a powerful being and you have the choice, and I repeat the word power, to impact your surroundings, the people that come into your life on a daily basis, purely depending on how you choose to be that day. And the choice to be each day is in your power to choose, depending on which thoughts you decide to allow to be stronger or not.
Yes. Dylan, we started this episode with you sharing about fitness, my paraphrase, saving your life. Would that be accurate?
For sure. My savior, without a doubt.
And for me as well, I want to share that fitness saved my life. I was in drug addiction, and a book literally fell off of a shelf in a bookstore, called From Addict to Iron Man. And within a couple of weeks, I met a female Iron Man, became friends with her, and realized I'm going to die using drugs if I don't change. And I started training and completed 3 half Ironman triathlons, 3 sequential years, went on to do 16 half marathons, and it literally changed and saved my life. And I put that in the book that I wrote on healing through self-forgiveness, because being accountable for me is sharing that story. I never see myself going back to that, yet it helps to share that I was in that place at one point and to share that I could change through fitness and health, and so can others, and to be accountable and transparent, because it helps me stay my course.
For sure. you know what? That's an incredible story. Congratulations. Well done. You're an example to everyone. And it's a pleasure to have met you, and to hear that story is phenomenal. And as you say, to write that down in your book, to share that, you do become accountable, because you are setting an example as to, okay, you're telling people, I did this, you can do this. And you want to make sure that you continue to represent that. And it helps you most definitely stay on that course, because you don't let people down.
Exactly. Right? Exactly, Dylan.
Right. Not in a way that's burdensome, but more in a way as like, no, like I have a responsibility to continue in this way and evolve in this way to help others, to be a trailblazer in my own path, to help others see that it is possible to get from a low place to a high place. And the ability to be able to do that is in your head. It's in your mind. It's in your power to be able to do. You can do this. One can do this. And we hear this all the time. Mm-hmm. And it sounds cliche and it sounds annoying probably to someone who is in a low place. Be like, you know, just be quiet, just stop it. But actually, how about stop the negativity? Because that in itself is something that each one of us have the immediate power to change right here, right now. It's a decision that you can, like flicking a switch. It's mm-hmm. as straightforward as that. It's a case of whether you want to flick that switch.
Yes. Dylan, and my last question for you is, what are you excited about? Something in the future or a dream that you have? In closing,
I am, you talked about supplements before, you talked about, you know, I'm definitely very much into these things. You talked about lion's mane and cordyceps. I'm super excited about those ingredients. I actually have a new drink called Zeus Drink that has lion's mane and cordyceps and in them, a little bit of ginseng, a little bit of coffee bean in there as well. And I think bringing people, making people aware of a healthier way to be and sort of whether it be in terms of mindset and thinking and thoughts, but also in terms of what you put in your own body, what you consume. I think following that path and learning more myself in that regard and helping other people in that way is definitely something that I'm very, very interested in doing more of.
Excellent. Dylan, I'm just so happy that we were connected. I will always support you and would love to have you back on in the future with whatever you have coming up. I am a fan and am just so happy to have this time.
Thank you very much. And likewise, it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you and hear your story. And I thank you very, very much for having me on your podcast. It's been fantastic.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dylan.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That concludes our show with Dylan Abaya. Follow him on Instagram, DilanAbeya. That is his website as well, DilanAbeya.com. And I will be with you next week. All of my love. Mwah.
And that's a wrap. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review All Things Therapy on the platform you're listening from. And let's connect on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at NOLA Therapy, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, reflecting my two favorite cities. And let's keep changing consciousness one conversation at a time.